radio.
Poets to come, orators, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the week. It's Friday night, and you've made it through 2012 to the first World Poetry Open Mic of 2013. I do want to let you know our station's general underwriters for this hour are My Mom's Pies, located in Niwot, Colorado, 201 Murray Street. Give them a call, 303-652-MOMS. Also, at the beach, they have 31 locations throughout Denver. We know that it's hard to get a tan in the wintertime here in Colorado, so why not check them out at the beach? 31 locations in Denver. Welcome, brother.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good. I am G-Town Underhill.
Happy New Year to
Happy
you, man.
Happy New Year, man. We made it through. I made it through.
Yeah. We made it through the Mayan apocalypse, 2012 in general.
2012. Yeah, it was an apocalypse, let me tell you.
Yeah. Now, what did you do on New Year's Eve?
I actually worked in the ER room.
That's right. That's right.
Translation, I worked at a drunk tank. No, I'm just kidding.
fair enough. Hey, JT, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well.
What would you do for New Year's?
I sat at home, we watched a movie, relaxed, so I stayed off the streets for the weirdos.
It is amateur night.
Excellent. It is New Year's Eve. It is. It's kind of like the night everybody likes to pretend they're professionals.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was once a professional alcoholic, and I still didn't go out on New Year's Eve.
All these people creep me out.
Exactly. You guys don't know what you're doing.
So our theme today really is just kind of ringing in the new year, figuring out what this is going to be, this show, you know, that we created just 6 weeks ago. This is only our sixth show.
I want you to know, six is my lucky number, so something odd is going to happen tonight.
This show is sixy.
Sixy.
Okay, that was bad. I'm sorry. That was really bad.
The sixth weekly-versary of our show.
All right. So at any rate.
All right. We do want to thank our sponsors. We've got a couple of new ones we're adding. Wanted to thank Paris on the Platte for making this possible. My poetic home for 25 years.
That's a beautiful place.
I also want to thank Tattered Covered Bookstores for helping us out. Thank you guys very much. And, of course, USACarpetInc.com. USA Carpet Inc. Don't trust your floors to anybody else. They are 100% satisfaction guaranteed.
Absolutely. They're great. And also, don't forget, idlevoicelessons.com.
How could I forget them?
How could you forget them? They help you sing like Hugh Jackman in Les Miserables.
There you go.
I still want to get on The Price is Right, though. I'm holding out.
You have a better shot now.
All right. You could with idlevoicelessons.com. Check them out. All right, what are we doing?
Well, you know, okay.
We're here for poetry.
We're here for poetry, and in fact, we already have somebody on the line. We have Mr. Dennis.
Dennis, are you on the line? Dennis, are you on the line, brother?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to our show, brother.
Happy New Year, Jay Todd and Michael.
Hey, Happy New Year, Dennis.
Happy New Year. Are you hungover as I am?
In the hospital? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
So you're sharing a New Year's poem?
I have a couple short poems to share with you this evening.
Excellent. We always look forward to your calls, Dennis.
Well, I appreciate that, and I hope not to disappoint.
You never do.
Never.
My first poem is, the title is Archipelago. Archipelago, chain of thought islands, linked by fluid reasoning, or so I tell myself. Each thought a rock, a stepping stone, to something more grandiose. Though some may pan out to be only pyrite, they still become a springboard to the next golden nugget of discovery. When the cold breeze of reality seeps back into my consciousness, I retreat tropically south to my poetic archipelago.
Nice. Dennis, that was wonderful.
Well, thank you.
And you had another one you wanted to share with us too, right, brother?
Yeah, yes, sir. My second poem I'd like to share with you is If We'd Only Believe. Beyond the artificial divisions and boundaries or cultural traditional differences, there is a common need for mankind, universal in scope and benefit, that which separates the barbarian from the enlightened. The need for tolerance and peace. An elusive, yet obtainable goal when we all unite and make it so.
Nice.
That was gorgeous, man.
Excellent. Dennis, you are just rocking our world every time you call in.
Well, that's my job. Well, I'll tell
you, if you want to make it a poetic, if you want to make a poetic vacation to Denver, not only can you appear at my live open mic, but we'll have you come down and just sit in the studio and read for us. We'll have you a featured reader or something.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
We all do have to wear clown shoes when we're sitting in here, though. So
there you go. We do have big shoes to fill. Most clowns do.
I can handle that.
All right, Dennis. Thank you very much for calling World Poetry Open Mic.
I get excited.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you.
I get really excited when I hear, you know, Dennis call in and read, but then I hear us and I worry about this next year.
I do, because we have callers coming in and are blowing our world away.
Yeah, well, that and I think we're a little punny this evening, but that's, you know, hopefully it won't be the same. Hey, I wanted to mention to our readers we have our first contest.
We do.
Yeah, and so
the contest is based on trivia.
Yes.
Our featured poet of the month on the worldpoetryopenmic.net is Robert Burns.
Robert Burns.
And he happens to be related to one of the World Poetry Open Mic crew.
That's right.
He wrote Auld Lang Syne, the song.
Did he write You Take Auld the High Road?
I don't know if he did.
You take the high road, then I'll take the low road.
That please one? Don't sing that ever again.
I don't think I've ever heard that version.
And I'll be in Scotland before ya.
So the first caller to tell us which of the World Poetry Open Mic crew that Mr. Robert Burns is related to, we will have one of our show. In fact, we'll have the one that this related to call and sing on their message phone or on their voicemail.
Oh.
And it'll be any voice they want.
So
you could end up seeing like Hugh Jackman or...
Or you could.
Cartman.
Yeah, or Cartman. I'd love to hear you doing that.
If
it is him, it could be any of us.
Could be Ali.
DTA, don't trust anyone.
Yes.
Who could it be?
Could be Mary, and she's the silent partner.
It could be Mary. So, you know, give us a... When you call in or give us a call and tell us what your guess is, who in the World Poetry Open Mic crew is Robert Burns... an ancestor of. But also call and read up your poetry, 303-386-3598.
Once again, that's 303-386-3598. If you want to share your poetry, if you want to take part of our contest, heck, if you want to call and complain, we'll take that too.
We might laugh.
As
but,
long as you spell our name right, what's it matter?
What does it matter?
And once again, I'm going to share another quick one just to kind of fill in space. This is entitled, Of My Poetic Mission. Some would say that I'm far too driven, but they see not what is within my mind, trying to seize the chance that I've been given, the ability to affect all of mankind. Nothing will stop this poet in motion, reaching for the stars while staying grounded, Giving up my pride and self-promotion, something meaningful can be founded. Giving my time and energy away so that others will benefit from my skill. Asking for no special reward as my pay, I'm merely chasing the dream for the thrill. For this point forward, there is no retreat till my poetic mission has become complete.
I like that one, man. Yeah, what is that from?
That's from 2011. Actually, that's probably like 2 days after we came up with the idea for the show.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Yeah. I remember that time. Yeah, that was really cool. Now, once again, go ahead and give us a call. It's 303-386-3598.
And we do have a caller.
Oh.
Please welcome to the line Thomas from Missouri. Thomas, are you on the line?
Yes. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. Oh, I know that voice. It's Tommy the Leprechaun.
That's right. That's right.
And you're going to share some poetry with us.
Yes, I am.
And what's the history behind this poem?
It is called Fire Walk.
All right. You can go at any time, brother.
All right. Sitting here in my white picket embrace with joyful tones all around. The wind that blows that sweet, sweet smell. Oh, yes, where honeysuckle and clovers can be found. The company I keep. Or that which I may, a passing clock that never stops, but wishing without delay. The evening sunsets, fastest night, for right now seems to be the last. A steady glow from the flames below, the campfire at our feet. The moment of time, the moment of life, the moment can be seen. There through the smoke, and here he comes, it's J. Todd Underhill. Dancing with the heat, manipulation of the flame. For in the time within the past, a fireman we became. Know someday our paths will meet again. So now, standing here before me, in the glimmering firelight, a brother, a friend, Mr. J. Todd Underhill, and the leprechaun that I am.
Nice!
That's really nice, man. Good job, Tommy.
Tom, people that are listening don't know. Tom was a friend of mine up in Montana when I first got into radio. And we've stayed friends for 17 plus years. Thank you. Almost 18 years. No, it is 18 years because you were there when our first daughter was born, huh? Tom?
There.
Thank you for calling and sharing that with us.
You are a welcome.
All right. We'll see you next week on World Poetry Open Mic.
That'll be fine.
Yeah, right, please on. Give us a call. We really appreciate the call, Tom. Thank you so much.
Give us a call anytime, brother.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Later, man.
All right. So the history between Tom and I, that poem was actually written while I was visiting him in Missouri.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yes.
Also, okay. Well, so I was thinking, I'm really glad that was the right Tom that you really recognize. If a normal guy named Tom called in and you start with the leprechaun thing, I don't know. I think I'd probably hang up on you.
It would freak me out, even if it was. I'd be like, oh, sorry, wrong Tom.
All right, so I'm going to throw out a hint here for the people online, by the way, with our contest. I was thinking about this. We could make it a little bit more fair. The hint to the trivia for the contest might just be on our website.
WorldPoetryOpenMic.net.
Yes, worldpoetryopenmic.net. It might actually be.
It might be there
on that site. So go take a look.
Go
it could
there.
Be anywhere. Like I said, don't trust anyone except for right now. You can trust me with this thing. It might be on the website.
So Tommy's poem was written about my vacation there. I wrote a poem about my vacation to visit him, and I'd like to read that so he can enjoy it. This is entitled Jayhawker Road. The springtime vacation days lost within humidity's haze, the wind blowing the Missouri trees. The scent of honeysuckle on the breeze. Fabulous farm fare is what they're dishing, hanging with the leprechaun, sitting, fishing. The world's trouble seems miles away. Thoughts and prayers on Memorial Day. Time for this poet to lighten his load, find his soul again on Jayhawker Road. Fuzzy navels drunk by campfire light, sharing our tales deep into the night. Porch sitting, watching the fireflies, using coffee to prop open our weary eyes. The leprechaun picking out a tune on guitar, sharing our memories from our youth so bizarre. Poems recited on the brisk Missouri wind, shared maniacally for my leprechaun friend. Not all that has risen is the price of our toys, these two grown men trying to be boys.
That's nice, man. You know, it's cool hearing how And you know, having friends that are poets and stuff myself as well, it's really cool hearing how people kind of can connect and can kind of do that together. And you can kind of hear the emotional life, the way people see each other, which you don't get very often.
And you don't get in talk radio, really.
No, you don't get in life really in general, unless you're talking about poetry and those things. That's great. So anyway, give us a call, 303-386-3598. We're going to go to break.
Correct. And I want to let you know you are listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And you've got Michael Amade.
Hello. We've got J. Todd Underhill. And we have JT the Board Monkey.
Thank you, brother.
Rocking it out.
You're right.
It's the new year. It's 2013. It's time for a new ride. Go to SX Motors and contact Mike and Ray. They have a wide variety of cars to select from. Mention KZKO and you will receive $300 off your purchase. But that's not all. The owner of Commercial SX Motors, Mike, is giving away his 2008 Shelby Mustang GT500, 800 horsepower, 4,500 miles, for only $39,900. Go to SXMotorsLLC.com or go to their location, 131 South Main Street in Longmont, Colorado. Call Mike or Ray at 303-678-0300. Go get that new ride for 2013.
Let me take a moment and tell you about Denver's secret for poetic nightlife, Paris on the Platte. More than a European cafe, more than your typical wine bar. It's a place where people and artists connect with one another for moments to enjoy life and be creative. It's a place where you can feed your spirit as well as your hunger. Paris on the Platte, 1553 Platte Street, Denver. Come on down and find out why they've been my poetic home for over 25 years.
I'm J. Todd Underhill. I am the king of the world. I am your poet extraordinaire, and you've got World Poetry Open Mic on KZK of the Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And of course, with me in the studio, we've got Michael Amade.
Sorry, I was just breakdancing to that. That was great.
That was Billy Idol. How can you breakdance to Billy Idol?
You can breakdance to anything. Don't crust, don't step on my dreams.
It's done broke is what it was.
Breakdancing to Baroque music. I might try that.
Ooh, now there's an interesting thing.
If it's not Baroque, don't fix it.
If it's not Baroque, break it.
Break it.
And we're done. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We're off the air.
We're here all week. Every Friday. Give us a call, 303-386-3598, if you want to share your poetry.
That's right. Now, also, I had something I wanted to share later in the show, which is this last week I had a really interesting thing happen. I keep Rockstar Hours.
Not everybody. Other interesting thing about the doctor's visit and the shot.
Oh, no. 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 We can try to keep that one private.
Did this guy fall on you, too?
Not
this
no.
guy or the sky?
The sky. Oh, well, the guy too, maybe.
Oh, gosh. Okay. No, let's just leave that private. Let's just say I'm flying to Africa later in the month to Woo-hoo! Take care of it. Anyway, but this thing, a few nights ago, I started writing children's books, and I ended up having something like in poetic form, about four of them in the last few days. And so I'm actually going to read the first children's book I've ever written as a poem later on in the show.
Oh, nice. You're gonna want to stay tuned for that.
I'm actually like really proud of it. I think it's pretty cool. It's being illustrated now, so this thing will be out later this year.
Very cool. Excellent. So, do you have a publisher yet, or are you guys going to shop it?
I wrote it on New Year's Day. If I had a publisher, I would be insane.
You would?
It's like...
Well, you are driven. You're one of the most driven people I know.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, man. But no, for having written
He's driven everywhere.
I've driven to Montana. I've driven to a lot of places.
Oh, man.
but I will say, if I did have a publisher, it's Friday. I wrote this on Tuesday on a day that everybody was closed. So that would, a two-day turnaround time would have been pretty amazing.
That would be.
But
you're that talented.
We'll see.
All right. So, once again, if you want to call and share your poetry, 303-386-3598. I'll share another one with you. Let me find one that I can read on the air. This is a poem to my wife, so Hobbit-inspired poetry. This is entitled, Your Straight and Narrow Love. Your love, sweet, from me...
excuse me, your sweet love for me has kept me alive, broken the chrysalis of my self-doubt, and my poetic soul you did revive. From such a boy you brought this new man out. And though I once wanted to end it all, you made this poet change his mind and stay, choosing to answer his destiny's call, your bright smile making for a better day. Chasing my dreams down every single one, all thanks to the incredible love you gave. Still from time to time you managed to stun, and it is my heart that you now enslave. Your love, a road that is so unswerving, something for which I am undeserving. Pardon me while I untie my tongue. So, once again, you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. Call in 303-386-3598.
I do have a correction.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, we forgot your segment.
No.
We didn't forget it.
We postponed it.
Well, we've been told by the station that we need to have this segment because, and apparently JT's the guy who, you know, never has a problem. He never says anything that's untrue on the air because they gave it to him like we're a couple criminals over here or something.
We're slackers.
Well, you know.
They don't trust the poets.
I made sure last week.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Keep going.
Answer the phone. We'll get to it.
I made sure last week that everything I said was 100% accurate.
You know, I did too. I actually Google searched everything I said.
That's what I did.
Every single thing. Yes.
So if we say something wrong, it's not really our fault. It's Google's fault.
It's Google's fault. I think we should blame Google.
That's real. You know, like when I told someone that Pablo Picasso was one of the first football broadcasters.
I believe that the Newark Mud Hens traded for Pablo Picasso as their broadcast from the Toledo Mud Hens baseball organization.
Wait a minute, what? Oh, man, really? Yeah. You've got a good one for me. Great, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we do actually have a caller, so.
Excellent.
Let's
roll with it, and we'll postpone you again. I'm sorry, brother.
Postpone me, please.
Please welcome to the line, John from Littleton. John, you're on World Poetry Open Mic.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Doing good. How are you doing, John?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hey, I just did a little poem one morning when I was camping. So it's just a tiny thing. I was just going to read it to you. I called it prayer.
All right.
Fill me with the love of an evergreen morning, of dewdrops and sunshine and sweet scents adorning. Hills vast and clear with the petals of spring, with the chatter of chipmunks and robins that sing. Oh, fill up our days, be they fruitful and wise, with childish laughter in our playful young lives. That's it.
Beautiful, man. You wrote that?
Yeah.
That was good.
That was really nice. Thank you very much.
Cool, man.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Are you going to read a Robert Burns?
You know, maybe later in the show we might break out some Robert Burns poetry.
I think
so. Yeah, he's great. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye. No, so, I mean,
I didn't know that Robert Burns was such a popular poet, other than that one.
Robert Burns is very big, and he's a really famous poet.
And he's a great poet too. He's very big, a very tall person.
8 feet tall. I heard.
8 feet.
That's why he was talking about the high road and the low road. He could only take the high road.
Wouldn't you clip trees and stuff if you were on the high road?
Well, no, the high road, there are no trees. The low road, there's a lot of foliage.
It's in the tundra area.
It's
the Scottish tundra.
I'm thinking, why wasn't there the NBA back in the 1700s?
I could tell you, but, you know, it'd be kind of shocking and surprising.
Save that for the next correction.
Okay, got it.
All right. Let's get on with this correction.
Yeah, let's get on with this thing. I love hearing you tell me I'm wrong.
Okay.
Welcome for this correction segment. He is the board monkey, a boy.
So, I do have to apologize to a caller. The name was Anne, not Victoria, like I'd sent to you. I do apologize about that.
Fair enough.
Just so you know, John Boehner does not have a self-tanning budget of $300,000.
Does it?
Contrary to popular belief,
I swear.
I think.
How would you get that sheen?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Either. That's a special kind of orange.
Like Mariah Carey had a gold-based sheen. She used to be tan. I'm serious.
She did. I do remember that.
That's looks the same. Like, it's the same tan.
He looks like Snooki and an Oompa Loompa had a love child.
Wow. Okay. I do have one for you, J. Todd. The Canadian dollar is actually worth more than the U.S. dollar currently.
What?
So for one Canadian dollar, you can get $1.01 U.S.
Are you kidding me?
Seriously.
Oh, I almost said that word.
I'm telling you, I'm going to invest in Canadian dollars.
You might. Mike, I have another one for you.
So if we do it 100 times, we can make a dollar.
We could.
Dang.
That's what investing's all about, man.
Yeah.
That's not a good investment.
Single-handedly
I'm sorry.
Raising the economy.
Woohoo! It is Pontoon with an M, not pontoon, as in a guitar.
You know what's funny? I had a man dressed as a pirate show up in my bedroom in the middle of the night. And I wake up and the guy's like, "Arr!" And he was yelling at me about how I said that wrong.
See?
And then he left. That wasn't you, though, right?
No, well, it might have been.
You have these fits where you black out.
Yeah. Also, an Imperial Walker, also known as an Adit, which is actually never really said inside the movie, does not land. It is dropped off.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
No.
Well, it doesn't fly.
That's a news flag.
So it can't land.
Well, I mean, it just dropped down on the feet, and it just starts doing the walk.
They drop it, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Okay. The, more.
The true question is, how many Ewoks will fit underneath 1 foot? Of
one
an Adit?
1 foot. So 1 foot is about as tall. So just the foot piece is about as tall as a man is. Okay, so it's 6 feet.
Okay.
Okay. So the diameter of that foot has to be comparable to withstand the weight that is above it. So you're figuring about probably a good 12-foot, 15-foot diameter. So an Ewok is probably not even a foot around. So you could bet about 15, 16 Ewoks underneath.
Ewok syrup. I think that was okay. Way too
serious. Welcome to the new nerdy edition of World Poetry Open.
It's the dork edition.
Actually, I got to ask. I got to tell you, it's actually really cool you know that. That's I love the reasoning. That's great. Save us, though, from ourselves.
Give us a call.
303-386-3598. That's 303-386-3598. To read your poetry, you can read covers, you can read whatever you want.
And you have to make a guess as to which one of the World Poetry Open Mic crew is related to Robert Burns.
That's right. And the hints might be at worldpoetryopenmic.net.
I'll have it on good official word that it might be there.
Exactly.
Don't go look there, because that would be cheating. Once again, 303-386-3598. Let's do this one. Astropop. I think I hear an ice cream truck rolling right down the street. In my pocket, I have just a buck. I knew I could afford a treat. So it came close with this happy tune, and I waved my hand to flag it down. The hottest day in the month of June, there's a little relief driving through my town. It comes to a stop right next to me. I purchase a frozen treat for me to eat. Filling my taste buds up with glee from this delight so cool and sweet. Yes.
That's really nice,
I'm
man.
A dork. I like ice cream trucks. I think we should get a World Poetry open mic ice cream truck.
And fill it with scary looking clowns.
Exactly.
We were talking about this the other night. We all met. We thought it would be great to, right around Halloween, have a World Poetry open mic ice cream truck just drive around with scary clowns in the back and never actually have ice cream, just jump out and scare people.
That would be awesome. Be
like, you know, right around Halloween, it'd be okay.
It'd be like
any other time of the year.
Easter.
What, an egg?
It'd be okay. Like Sweet Tooth from that game on.
That would be Twisted Metal.
That's the one. I knew the dork would know it.
Now, we have another caller, it looks like.
All right, let's go to the phone line. Caller, are you there?
I am there. How are you, J. Todd? Happy New Year.
Oh, I'm doing good. Is this Ann?
This is.
Ann, this is J. Todd, and you've got Michael Amade.
Well, I'd like to venture a guess at who might be related to Robert Burns, because I myself am related to Robert Burns.
What?
What? Are you?
What?
No.
Well, he did get around.
And I was actually always taught never to tell anyone that I was related to Robert Burns. So this is a first confession.
Why were you told you're not supposed to tell anybody?
Well, simply because I'm Irish and Robert Burns is Scottish, and we just didn't talk about that. But, you know, but I do need to say I'm so excited because I am a Burns scholar. So
you're a Burns scholar?
I truly am. I truly am. I know all of his poems.
Did he write You Take the High Road?
I don't believe so.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I thought it's the most Scottish thing I knew.
Well, okay, but I don't think he wrote it.
Okay, so fair enough. So which one of us are you guessing?
Well, I think it's probably Mary.
Mary?
Mary, she's looking here in the background. Mary, are you related to Robert Burns?
No.
It's not Mary.
I guess it's because he has a poem called Highland Mary, and so I just assumed that. But I guess I don't win the prize.
Logical guess.
It made a lot of sense, though.
Well, yes. Could I read the most romantic poem ever written?
Of course you can.
My love is like a red, red rose. The most beautiful poem. And I will read it in English. I'll keep the Scottish dialect out.
All right.
Okay. Oh, my love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. Oh, my love is like a melody that's sweetly played in tune. As fair art thou, my bonny love, so deep in love am I. And I will love thee still, my dear, till all the seas go dry. Till all the seas go dry, my dear, and the rocks melt with the sun. And I will love thee still, my dear, while the sands of life shall run. And fare thee well, my only love, and fare thee well a while. And I will come again, my love, though it were 10,000 miles.
I always love Robert Burns. Thank you so much, Ann. That was great.
Ann, that was wonderful.
Well, thank you for making him your poet of the month. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. And for everybody listening, and I know, Ann, you're a scholar, so you don't need this, but for everybody listening, there's a bunch of information about Robert Burns on the worldpoetryopenmic.net site. And then, you know, links, you can go check out other things. All of his poems. We have a link to the site with all of his poetry.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
I will definitely check you to make sure you're correct.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right. Once again, you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. You've got the World Poetry Open Mic on Friday night. And we've got to take a little break, but I do want to remind you, call in 303-386-3598. Once again, 303-386-3598. You're listening to KZKO.
Is it time for a new ride? MSC Sports presents Denver Auto Sales. Whether you have good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, Denver Auto Sales has what you need. With a vast selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, there is something for everyone. Make sure you mention KZKO to receive $500 off your total purchase price. Denver Auto Sales is conveniently located on North Federal Boulevard in Denver, or visit www.denverautostore.com.
J. Todd Underhill here for Lulu.com, the premier in self-publication websites. Not only do they empower you to publish your work, but they also aid in editing, marketing, and much, much more. Find out why Lulu.com is where I publish my work. Lulu.com, I'm sure you'll find them every bit as useful as I do. No matter what genre you write, check them out. Lulu.com, that's Lulu.com.
You're listening to KZKO, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. I am J. Todd Underhill, your poet extraordinaire, and next to me, the immortal Michael Amity.
I am immortal.
Soon to take over a third world nation.
You know, being immortal really helps when you're trying to take over a third world country.
And didn't we discuss that a few weeks ago?
We did.
That's your mortality?
We talked about a
That's
lot of
right,
heavy
the Bakhtun thing. You survived the 12th.
The thing that's interesting is, really, you know, poetry is a lot of, you know, really intense subjects. somehow we talk about really heavy subjects with me about immortality, you know, being a monarch, conquering countries, you know, all that stuff. I don't know. I think it's some sort of intensity here. But Mr. J-Todd, you look like you got something you want to read for us.
No, actually, I do believe we have a caller.
Oh.
From Denver. Please welcome to the line, Robert.
Hello, guys. I'd like to thank J-Todd and Michael, Mary, and the Board Monkey. This is Robert with MSC Radio Networks, and I have never got into poems and everything like that, but I tell you what, this show has really inspired me with many, many things, and I wanted to read a poem to you to show our appreciation from the network.
That's excellent, Robert. Thank you.
Excellent.
So here it goes. Like I said, I'm not real good at this, guys, so here we go. Thank you for your hard work and dedication. Hope you're feeling pride and elation. Through your enthusiasm, you have learned our appreciation you have earned. To work with, you're a true pleasure. Your growing skills are more than treasure. You never sit, argue, and complain. Through your colleagues, you're just own gain. Example to others, a clear sign. At the job, you know how to shine. We just want to thank you again. Your achievements are clearly a 10.
Excellent.
Robert, hey, thank you. That's a sincere compliment, brother. Thank you very much.
Robert, while we have you on the line, do you have a New Year's resolution you're going to follow?
Yeah, I'm not following nobody.
Well, there you go. We're leading, aren't we?
I like that one.
Leave it to the boss to just humble us like that. Don't follow anybody.
That's it.
Quick, fast, and in a hurry, huh?
Right on. Thank you, Robert.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Love you guys' show.
Hey, oh, we love you too, man.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, guys.
All right. Goodbye. Thank you.
That's cool that the boss calls in and shares poetry.
That's pretty cool, huh? And, yes. And for people who don't really know, that's Robert Rich, who's on this station all the time. He's actually the boss of the station that we run the show out of. So we're really appreciative to all the stuff that they do for us here.
We are. And I did want to share, but before we share, I do want you to know you can call in with your poetry, 303-386-3598. Once again, 303-386-3598. We forgot to mention that our sponsors are My Mom's Pies.
Yes.
And, of course, LatinLifeDenver.com. Be sure to check them out at LatinLifeDenver.com. Everything to do with Latino nightlife and arts here in Denver.
And I got to tell you, I am such a fan of My Mom's Pies, mostly because of their advertising.
I like
their
advertising.
I love that commercial.
You know, honestly, it's that under track and the way it's delivered. It is just classic.
It sounds
great. I want to go.
I think so. And I'm going to ask them, can I get a recording of your commercial just to listen to in my car?
Can we do this? Can we do a remote at My Mom's Pies? I mean, it's worth the drive out to Niwot just to do it.
We'll work it out. We'll talk about it after the show.
We'll work. Okay.
All right.
Sorry.
Fair enough. Business meeting
in the middle of the show. Sorry.
Now, give us a call here if you want to read poetry. 303-386-3598. 303-386-3598. Even Robert is calling in to share poetry.
Right.
You should, too. And by the way, worldpoetryopenmic.net, there is a hint that will have you win our contest to have the person who is related to Robert Burns, who's on the show, record
voicemail.
Voicemail for you. That's
it
right.
Could be even your work voicemail.
That would be excellent, wouldn't it?
That would be over the top.
Deep voice.
All right, so I'm going to share one real quick, get us back into the vibe. Give us a call, 303-386-3598. This is entitled The Tambourine Player. A little history on this poem. A friend of mine sings this song called Heaven's Bar. And after my mom passed away, my wife asked me, she's like, where's your mom at now? And I got this image of my mother playing on the stage at Heaven's Bar. So I wrote this poem to accentuate that. This is entitled The Tambourine Player. I think about my mom, now that she's gone, in the early morning hours just before dawn. What is she doing now that she's in heaven's fold, sharing her experience with her tales of old? Maybe holding my daughter who passed on before, reminiscing until she cannot take any more. Or playing basketball in her perfected form, or riding the cloud of a huge thunderstorm. Is she playing pinochle within the warm sun, with each hand bringing her that elusive double run? Of course, I figure she could never get bored of worshiping at the feet of our precious Lord. Is she a guardian angel for all of us left behind? A task for which I'm sure she would not mind. But the thought that's made me smile the most by far is of her playing tambourine on a stage at Heaven's Bar. And that one, thanks, Joe, for inspiring that poem.
Man, yeah, that's Joe Zamar, right?
Joe Zamar, One Bad Monkey.
One Bad Monkey. He's a musician in the Denver area here. You definitely should check him out.
He's inspired a lot of poetry from me, actually.
Yeah, I know. You guys have been kind of poetic or artistic kind of friends for a long time.
You know, I group him in the saying that I always say that I have the most talented friends anyone can ever have. You're one of them. Joe's one of them. Dave Preston, Alex Grant. I mean, I'm just surrounded by all these ultra insane, talented people, and I've got to try and live up to their example, basically.
I think right now JT is kind of sitting there going, what about me?
Oh, no. I look at it going, I've got J. Todd, Mike, Joe.
No, I stand on the premise you are the best sound man in Denver.
I do appreciate that. Thank you. I practice.
Oh, dude.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. I never practice. It's sheer talent.
It's all talent with him.
Now, once again, if you want to share poetry with us or venture a guess, now, for the contest, who...
Now, we've narrowed it down by one. So now you have four choices, so a 1 in 4 chance, at least, if you even don't go look at the website.
Right. So, you're really increasing your odds here. Who is related, not Mary, to... Robert Burns, our poet of the month at World Poetry Open Mic.net.
Mary's already been guessed, so we know that's not going to happen.
Wow, that's kind of a put down.
No, no. Oh, okay. I wasn't putting her down. It's just she's not married. It's not Mary.
No, she is married. She is not. It's not Mary. Wow, we really got tangled up here, didn't we?
Pardon us while we untie our tongues again.
Now, also, on top of that, we have later on, probably after our next break, I'm going to read my first children's book that I actually wrote. I've written 4 in the last few days. I'm actually pretty proud of this one, but I will definitely be reading that here just after the next break.
I'm so looking forward to that. And... Do we have another caller? No, it was just informational call telling us that our car's on fire in the parking lot.
No, that's okay. Kidding. That's not the first time that's happened.
All right, so I got one more to share. It's actually one you inspired, my brother.
Uh-oh.
You used a word a couple of times in 1 week, and I'm like, I got to write a poem about that. So the title is Automaton. Nightly I walk the same lines back and forth, repeating the task 20 times a night, and I ask myself, what is this all worth? Escaping the rut I walk is my fight. All the same phrases muttered, jokes cracked, repeating the process until I am numb. Poetic moments merely spent to distract. These moments cannot stop me from feeling glum. Like an information bee from the hive, I go out and collect the needed nectar. Sometimes I feel like I'm on auto drive. Other times I feel like I'm a Hannibal Lecter. I feel like a robot with programmed brain. No wonder I feel I've gone insane.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've heard that one before. So yeah, I was using the word automaton a lot?
Automaton, yeah. And then I saw, after you used it like twice within a week of each other, I was watching this program on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
And they actually had an automaton on it, like the old style.
Those are cool, too.
Yeah.
Really?
Very cool.
I don't really use that word automaton very often, so...
No, you were stretching your boundaries that week.
I think I was pushing the boundaries of my vocabulary.
Yes.
That's what I was trying to do at that point. Give us a call, 303-386-3598. That's 303-386-3598. We're going to go to a break right now. When we come back, I'm going to share the children's book that I wrote this a few days ago.
J. Todd Underhill here for Tattered Cover Bookstores, and I'm wanting to let you know that when you need to find something to read, there's only one place to go in Denver, and that's Tattered Cover. However, they do have 3 locations to serve you in the Denver metro area, and 1 for the world on the web at tatteredcover.com. More than just a bookstore, it's a way of life. Go ahead and check them out and see why I frequent them for all my reading needs. Tattered Cover, bringing books and people together for over 40 years.
What better way to show you care than to send one of my mom's pies? Fresh homemade pies using nothing but the best local fruit and the finest ingredients. Handcrafted with love right out of their Boulder kitchen and passed down for four generations. Mmm, that's my mom's pies. Call now, 303-652-6667. That's 303-652-MOMS. And order your pie today, or check out their delicious menu at mmpies.com, where you can select your pies upon request. That's my mom's pies. What are you waiting for?
Hey, it's your girl, Lady K, host of The Sounds of Soul every Tuesday night. Check out our newest sponsor on MSC Radio Network, Latin Life Denver. You know, being a Latina girl myself, I've always wanted to know anything and everything pertaining to Latin community arts and nightlife in Colorado. So if you want to know more information like I did, visit LatinLifeDenver.com. Once again, that's LatinLifeDenver.com. Adios.
Mushka on World Poetry Open Mic. That's all I think about when you play that, my friend. All right. I need to take a quaalude after that. My goodness. All right. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. Michael Amine is rolling on the floor. I don't know why. Why are you laughing?
Okay, nothing. I think I got something here. Maybe it's the mamushka, which it's not.
No, it's not. But that's all I think about when you play that.
And then the fact that you need to take a quaalude. Why? You're supposed to be you're supposed to be on the up end, not the.
I don't know. Poetry is supposed to be.
I don't want you to sound like Bing Crosby. I like the songs and stuff, but he does sound.
It's true. It's called Va 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 Voom.
All right. So as promised, go ahead and give us a call, 303-386-3598. But we do have Michael Amine reading his first ever children's book. Please welcome to the microphone, Mr. Michael Amine.
I don't think a children's book has ever been announced with that voice. That's So, all right. So I wrote this the other day. And this is specifically targeted to children. Because there's some children's books that are more poems, you know, that are more universal to everybody. But this one is actually really directed towards children, for parents to reach their children, and it's in a poem form. So it's called On a Certain Day, and here it is. At a certain time, on a certain day, you may see things occur in a most peculiar way. You may see a dog walking a man, or a cow walking a pig, or a freckled-faced giraffe laughing while dancing a jig. You might see penguins on skateboards and snakes riding bikes. There may be chickens teaching children and cats flying kites. There may be fish running races and moose playing chess. There may be cheetahs making sandwiches, the ones you like best. There may be starry days and sunny nights. The room might light up when you turn off the lights, but no matter how strange, it will always be true that nothing could change how much I love you.
Nice. I like that.
It's short.
Woo! I like that.
That is my style of book.
Is it?
It is.
I actually really dig books like this. So.
Honestly, that's a really nice book.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
I really like that. That'll be great.
Thank you. You get the right illustrator on that, and you get the right publisher, you're going to be through the roof. You're
going to
be
more
popular than JT.
That's hard to do. If you saw him at Denver Auto Mart.
He was signing so many autographs.
And you were flopping around by yourself in a Speedo and some oil on the street.
Oh, no.
So that was kind of.
I still think he was trying to get under that Civic.
It was funny. We were using that at first as a promotional thing, and then people we realized were staying away from the street to come talk to JT.
There you go.
Once again, give us a call here. We're in the last stretch, 303-386-3598.
I do have something I want to share.
Excellent.
It's from my first book, actually.
Excellent.
I didn't know about Lulu.com. Which is now one of our advertisers, but my co-writer on this book, Amanda Norton, did, and we did like a series, and we're still working on a second series of collaborations, and she's like, hey, I can get us published. I'm like, really? And she's like, yeah. So she works on it, and she sends me this link out of the blue, and I'm like, there's my work published.
Wow.
So this is like a multi-faceted plug for my poetry and for Lulu.com.
Oh, great.
So if you want to get published, check them out. That's lulu.com. This is from Amanda Norton and myself, J. Todd Underhill, a poem called Burn It Up. Poetic words ascend from burning pages. Poems ablazed all because of the careless rages. A chaotic mind singes stanza by stanza. Nothing left to explore in this astute extravaganza. The blackened tomb is my hall of poetry. All of the pages were written deep inside of me, burning my words to erase my past. Into the darkness my chapters are cast. Strike a match on twisted papers, light it up and smell the vapors. Watch the flames soar high as the afflicted expressions pass you by. Smoke billows from within my crypt. Pages are burned after they have been ripped, removing all the words that I said, old lines which to me now are dead. Blistered to a reddened crisp, thoughts and dreams gone in a wisp. Ashes ride against the wind tonight as the scripts are in full flight. Ruins are charring all over my house, residue from each torched tome. Awaken anew, breaking dawn, where my horrible past is simply gone.
That's a pretty intense one there, man.
Yeah. We both have done that, Amanda, Norton, and myself. Basically burned off old poetry just because we didn't want to remember what inspired it.
Sure, I can understand that.
I actually had a friend at the time, when the first time I did it, walk into my apartment and make me swear never to burn another poem. And from that point forward, now I was 20 at the time. From that point forward, I have not gotten rid of another poem.
Really?
I have stack after stack of spiral-bound notebooks that I'm trying to put into my computer while still writing and hosting the show.
I don't, you know, let me know how that works out for you. You might be able to get a scanner or something. That's kind of, that's better than what I do. I just have them everywhere, all over the place.
Yeah.
JT, what do you think about this whole, the whole conversion to digital thing? I think everybody's trying to go through. I hear all kinds of stories of people who have...
I can speak to JT digitally.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
One digit at a time.
One digit at a time.
I got two. Anyway, no, the conversion to digital, I'm both ways about it because I have this weird fear that we're going to get to that whole equilibrium of we're going to have so much digital that's going to wind up crashing, and we won't have any of it. And we'll just have the analog of me conversing with you and you conversing with somebody else to pass that story on. But I love the fact that we can put we can put so much information into such a small little space, and it's just absolutely amazing. So...
I can totally buy that. Absolutely. And by the way, just so anybody, if anybody's wondering, those aren't actual ghosts behind JT.
No, those are the I-Man.
That's Ira, who's back there working, that you can hear in the background when JT was talking there. So, it was kind of, for a second I was looking around going, where is that?
I know, I was like, crossfade?
I was like, God? Was there someone
I know we're not terrestrial radio, but damn.
I'm good. Really. I'm really good.
Once again, this is your last chance for the evening. Call in 303-386-3598. You're listening to KCKO, The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. Do you have any other poetry you want to share?
Actually, that's the only one I brought, but we need to get some Robert Burns.
Do we do his haiku?
Oh.
The haiku master.
That's right. Why did I forget this?
I don't know. I don't know how you forgot it.
So... this is from Mr. JT. As you know, we started this tradition where he hands over haikus because he doesn't want to read them. I actually think his radio voice is better than mine, but he hands them over.
All right.
So he wrote one this week. Very simple. I think elegant
in
the simplicity.
I was telling this in our production meeting beforehand. I think we should save these and make an 8 boys book of master haiku poetry.
I think it's a good one. I don't know. I don't know about the title, but we can pull it up.
It's a working title.
It's a working title. It's a working title. Anyway, this is a haiku from JT, our board op. The reports are done. New World Poetry Open Mic. Loving what I do.
Yeah.
I like the thing about the haiku, especially, or about haikus in general, but also what you're doing here is just the simplicity of the idea. It makes you refine down as absolutely tightly as you can.
And, you know, when you boil things down, it becomes this nice roux, and that's what you've got with the haiku. Sorry. And Oh my gosh.
Really?
That was so on the fly.
That was no great, clue. Dude. Even though I chalk it up to cheese, but because it's, to me, it's cheese, but it's always poetry. It's a rhyme. It's a limerick. Sorry, I couldn't help it.
It's always poetry if it rhymes.
Well, sort of.
Not always poetry if it rhymes.
Anyway, go on. I'm sorry, dude. You got another one.
Excellent. Right. Good job.
Another one written by Amanda Norton and myself. This is called The Angels Mournfully Wept. As the absence will haunt you on quiet, lonely nights too, when you close your eyes and your memory stirs, you will see an idealized image of her. A mere ghost is left to carry on, and you'll see the creative light is gone. The seats are all empty as the lights come up gently, and the angels mournfully wept as the jade butterfly quietly slept, and the vampire was filled with rage as he filled yet a felled page after forsaken page. And the graveyard fell silent and dark, waiting the return of the purest spark for inspiration to fall upon his mind, making the vampire poet go blind. Then, sadly, he crept back in his crypt, for the light from this life was sorrowfully ripped. Yeah.
And that's another one of yours, huh? What's the story behind that?
That's a collaboration I did with Amanda Norton. I found this tonight on my way in. It's the first book I was ever published in. And, you know, I was doing those commercials for Lulu.com today, and I was actually very pleased with the way they turned out. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Lulu published me for the first time. And they actually have Tome 1 and Tome 2 by J. Todd Underhill, if you want to go out there and look. So
That's really cool. I mean, so I didn't even know that other book, the one you're reading out of, existed. But, I mean, not even a lot of people know about your books.
No, they don't. I am a poor poet. I don't do the marketing end of things very well, which is World Poetry Open Mic is my marketing, basically.
I don't really think marketing is the measure of a poet, on the other hand.
No, I figure I'll leave it all for people to wonder and be curious about after I'm gone.
Excellent.
And this person here will be rich because I'm kicked the bucket and there's so many poems out there.
So you're going to basically put it up as the artist thing, right?
Oh, yeah. It's my life insurance policy for Allie, who's our social media representative.
So we know. Okay, so that actually answers part of a question. We actually have a few answers that kind of came in really quickly about the Robert Burns thing. But that right there, what you were saying, is in some way, shape, or form, you and Allie are related.
We are, and we could be related to Mr. Burns.
We could be. But we have a couple. We had a couple guests, or a couple guesses. We had Sarah send a message in, and her guess was JT.
No.
JT, you're not related to Robert Burns?
No.
I could have sworn you were related to Robert Burns.
You know, honestly.
He's more related to Mr. Smithers.
Yeah. I'll do anything for Burns.
All right. And then we also have Meredith, who had sent in a message that was guessing you, Mr. Underhill.
No, I am not related to... I'm related to great poets, but I'm not related to Mr. Robert Burns.
You are related to great poets. But, okay, so you're not related to Mr. Burns. So, therefore, Allie, does that mean you're related?
She could be, because I'm not the only person that made her.
What? You're a collaborator?
I collaborated on my child too, yes. Yeah,
right. I hope he's a collaborator. because otherwise, J. Todd is not what he says he has been.
In the early hours, Allison was without form.
Would Maybe you're the reptile horse that can reproduce it asexually. Yes. Right?
That's what I was talking about.
Totally.
Man, if everybody listens to all the archive shows, they're going to be like, these guys are just crazy.
Absolutely insane.
So if you have a guess, 303-386-3598 for our contest. We're running quickly out of time. Do we have any more guesses on the site?
That's the only two we've had. There's a bunch of people kind of hedging, saying they can't find it. But the funny thing is, it's right there. It's right there on the site.
It was right there on worldpoetryopenmic.net. You just had to read the site.
So you mean,
and I'm not belittling our listeners at all.
No, it's more the length of the site.
Is it broken?
No, no. The length, you know, the size of the site. It's not huge. There's quick text, and then the thing about the poet, right?
Yeah, it's under, it says poet of the month.
Right.
I mean, I think it's pretty obvious.
Well, hey, it's okay.
That's all right.
It's okay. I think we're going to get another. Oh, okay. All right, so we got another guess in here.
All right.
Okay, so Travis.
Travis
says, Michael.
Yeah! Well, it only took all evening.
That's good. So, Travis, you can read.
Or he's been listening in process of elimination.
I know. It was kind of obvious.
It was down to two.
All right. So, Travis.
So that was like a 50-50 shot.
Okay, so Travis
but there's only a 20% chance of that.
Travis, I will say, you have earned. Okay, so I'm going to record a voicemail for you, but based on the math we're just using here, I'm sure there's a 70% chance I'm just going to forget about this. But
we'll
talk after the show here. I'll make sure I have your contact information, so I'll get in touch with you about recording your voicemail for you.
Once again, we want to thank MSE Radio Network. We want to thank KZKO The Vibe. We also want to thank you, the listener, for making the show what it is. Tune in next week, Friday night, 8 p.m. You've been listening to World Poetry Open Mic on KZKO, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.